Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rhett Butel is here, ladies and gentlemen. Rhett is Vice President for External Affairs at the Small Business Majority, which is an organization, a national nonpartisan small business organization, and they do quite a bit of polling of small business owners that they report on, and they talk about quite a bit of the policies that are going on these days that are affecting small business. And I asked Rhett to join us to talk to us about some of the recent positions they've taken. Rhett Butel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Okay, let's get in the report that you recently put out. The press release you recently put out was sort of an answer to a recent Congressional Budget Office finding that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was going to cost cause maybe as many as, well, more than 2 million people over the next several years to essentially leave their jobs, to leave the workforce. And I may not be saying that exactly right, but that's pretty close. And you guys came out with an answer to that that sort of contradicted that a little bit, didn't you, Rhett?
Well, you're actually saying it better than most of the media reports released it. When it was released, it was absolutely spun the wrong way. And
I think they misunderstood it. I think they thought it meant that those jobs were going to lose those jobs, when the report actually said we were just going to lose those workers.
That's actually more correct. And, you know, all of a sudden everyone jumped on it and said, oh, the ACA is going to kill all these jobs, when that's in fact not what the report said. It actually did say that it's more about people actually choosing to leave their jobs.
Yeah.
And the reality is that there are folks who are tied to their employment for their health care. And we believe that there's a great deal of folks out there who want to start their own businesses, who may be tied to their job for some sort of reason, particularly health care. And that the new options under the health care law or the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, depending on what you call it, actually allows these people autonomy to go out and get health care from somewhere else so that they can go out and be entrepreneurs.
Okay, so that's something that I wanted to talk to you about right there, Rhett. Tell me how quitting your job and is going to cause someone to be able to go start a job. I mean, start a small business. That just because they can get health care somewhere else. That's the whole point you're making, right? Now that they can go get health care somewhere else, and the government is going to subsidize that, right? I mean, that's the whole point, is because these 2 million people are so, and that's the people we're talking about, because they can go get subsidized health care. They no longer depend upon their company, their employer, to provide it for them. So they can go start a new business. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, there's a lot of people out there who are tied to their jobs because of their health care.
Yeah, that's true.
Some folks are fortunate enough to get it from their spouse or significant other, but that's not always the case. And some of those people may have had a pre-existing condition before.
I agree with all that. What I don't understand is how you make the case, Rhett, that these people will be able to start walk me through the path that somebody would leave a job with a paycheck. Now, don't forget, they're not working for health care; they're actually getting a paycheck, and maybe have the ability to grow that income. They're going to leave that employment, the paycheck and the health care, to go on the government subsidized health care. And in the process, that's going to make them want to become an entrepreneur. It's going to allow them to start a business. Walk me through that process, how that would actually happen.
Well, Jim, you and I both know most Americans aren't looking for a handout. They're just looking for a fair shot. And, you know, a lot of folks, healthcare is a barrier. And so when they're able to get healthcare from a new place, because for a lot of folks who work for large employers, you know, they get healthcare from their large employer. So now that they can go to the individual marketplace and actually purchase a plan that works right for them, it allows them to purchase a plan that suits them. And, you know, they may have worked already for a period of time. They've saved up enough capital. They may have been running their small business already on the side, but they haven't been able to break away because they've got robust benefits from their employer. And you can get a plan that is fairly robust or just as
Rhett, you realize that unless you are in the category where you're getting high subsidies, unless you're at that income level where you're getting high subsidies, the Affordable Care Act is not affordable. You realize that, right?
Well, I mean, there are lots of affordable plans out there. I've been on the marketplace, you know, different folks, you and I may have a different understanding of what's affordable and what's not affordable.
Well, what I'm getting at is, I know what it takes to start a business from nothing, and perhaps you do too. But that's the essence. This is the thing I'm taking the issue with people who are saying this, not about whether the people want to leave their businesses because their employer because they feel locked into that for healthcare. I understand that. I understand people wanting to start a business. I don't understand how leaving your employer now that you can go somewhere else and get healthcare. That now, and we're presuming it's the subsidized kind, Rhett, because they were being subsidized with their employer. Now they go get it, the government subsidizing it, and that means that they're at the lower. They've got to be at the lower income level, which by the way, if they've left their company.
Well, there's a big piece you're missing here. Some people couldn't even get health care before if you had a pre-existing condition.
But wait a minute. Stick with the people who left the company.
No, there are people, though, who can never leave their company because they had a pre-existing condition or their wife got cancer.
Okay, all right. I'm with you on that one.
And so now just the fact that they can actually go out and get health care is...
But what's going to keep food on the table?
Well, I mean, obviously they're going to grow their business. I mean, like any entrepreneur, they still have to take the risk and start their business.
Rhett, when you start a business, you don't make money to put on the table week one, month one, maybe even in the first several months. How do you fund that business? See, that's what I'm talking about. Hold on to that thought, Rhett. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about this. Rhett and I are having a good debate on this issue. We just disagree on whether the new findings by the CBO is going to help create new small businesses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.